You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 306. We have County Supervisor Craig Brown in the studio. Supervisor, you're here partly on behalf of a very important tax extension, not a tax raise, coming up on May 15th. Tell us about it.
Hi, DJ, and thanks for having us here today. About 19 years ago, the Board of Supervisors in the cities and towns got together and came up with forming a jail district as the answer to the individual cities and towns paying for their custody arrests at the county jail. So what they said was, is we'll have a district, a jail district, and taxpayers will pay into it, and that way we won't have to individually and have issues with our budgets because it'll fluctuate greatly depending upon the amount of arrest in a city or town. Mm-hmm. So it was passed overwhelmingly back then, 70% to about 30%, and people have been happy with it for the last 19 years, and what we're asking to do is just continue with that quarter cent sales tax.
Mm-hmm. And I remember hearing from a supervisors board of or board of supervisors meeting that if this does not get extended, there could be serious consequences, correct?
Well, and we've been telling everybody that this is $9 million, which is half of what it costs to run the jail district.
Mm-hmm.
And $9 million just can't be made up overnight by, you know, cutting and slashing and things like that. There'll be some serious consequences. Well, I'm not going to say what it is because I don't want people to think we're threatening them.
No.
It's just a matter of fact.
Sure.
You know, that quarter cent is a penny on $4, and it doesn't represent a lot. 20% approximately is paid for by out-of-towners that are passing through one way or another. And but we want to make sure everybody is there. Well, will be consequences because this is about 10% of our general fund budget.
And all you have to do to consider the importance of this is look at the publicity pamphlet that arrived in mailboxes yesterday. On page 7, we have endorsements of this jail tax extension from people like Police Chief Deborah Black, Tom Riley of the Planning and Zoning Commission, Krista Carmen from the school board, local attorney Andy Jolly. We've got also Mayor Daryl Croft from Chino Valley, Sheriff Masher, County Attorney Polk, all the county supervisors, Senator Karen Fan, just up and down the whole line. That's how important this is because they know the importance of maintaining this to keep law and order and to keep the system operating, correct?
Absolutely. And one of the others that you didn't mention was a Citizens Tax Committee, which is usually anti any kind
of
tax.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They're in big support of it, and they feel that this is just a continuation. One of the misconceptions is that this has something to do with a new jail. It does not have anything to do with a new jail. And this money can only be used for running of the existing jail and jail system.
When do you think the new jail, since you brought it up, when do you think the new jail will be put back up on a ballot?
You know, that's an interesting question because the sheriff is doing everything he can, working with the courts, public defender, and the county attorney's office to avoid having people in custody as much as possible, especially the misdemeanors. And they're working hard for mental health, drug-related arrests, also for veterans courts. And they're doing everything we possibly can to keep that jail population, but it still continues to grow.
Mm-hmm.
It's nearing about 550 a day approximately right now. There's only 600 beds, but with classification, we really should be at 500 because we've got people sleeping on the floors, which sooner or later is going to have the federal government looking at us. So
that happened several years ago, didn't it?
It did, and that was actually the reason for the building of the Camp Verde Jail.
Mm-hmm. Now, with the Camp Verde Jail, you require an awful lot of commuting back and forth over the mountain, don't you?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And not only does that create, I would think, situations, a tremendous expense and safety considerations for the county, but also, what about if you need witnesses to testify and stuff? That can be a problem for them, can't it?
Absolutely. And we have to transport transport those prisoners back and forth to Prescott because most of them are Prescott arrestees or Prescott area arrestees. And they have to be in the jurisdiction which they're arrested in order to be heard by the court. So the interesting part is I think I've got an old number in my head that's about over $1 million just for transportation back and forth. If we could eliminate that, would relieve some of the stress that's being put on the system overall. But that new jail, we're talking somewhere 3 to 5 years out, easy, and we'll still have to figure out how to pay for that.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, you've been a county supervisor now for how long?
A little over 5 years.
What'd you do before? I know you were in law enforcement for a long time before that. Did you have any public service experience, elected public service, before the county supervisor?
Only dealing with them.
And that was tough enough, wasn't it?
Yes, it is.
Hey, that's a great point. All your years as an officer, how did that prepare you for being a public servant as a county supervisor?
Well, you get to know what, you know, what seems to be important. You know, obviously, most elected officials are very political. I'm not. I'm a kind of a straightforward type of person. Yeah. I tell you what I think. If you don't agree with me, that's fine. If you do, great. And just try and get a job done serving the people of the area. I'm not worried about reelection. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are. I'm almost 70 years old, so I'm not exactly looking for new careers.
Sure. I would think, too, with that kind of law enforcement career and being an elected official, you learn where to pick your fights, don't you?
You do, because there's some you can win and some you're not going to win no matter what you do, no matter. And sometimes you have to change your position. You have to learn what is going to work, what is not. And that dealing with the last 20 years of my professional career as an administrator, I was dealing with the Board of Supervisors in Los Angeles. And talk about political.
I can only
imagine.
Oh, my goodness. You know, next Thursday here in the studio, I'm going to interview Jerry Stewart, who is a nationally syndicated broadcaster, who every holiday season has a very special patriotic Americana, you know, storytelling for us. It's just wonderful to listen to. And he is going to meet with some area veterans down by the VA. Our friend Mary Dillinger is arranging that. Tell us about your service, because you were a Vietnam vet, weren't you?
Well, I spent 3 years in the United States Army from 1967 through 70, and I was in Special Forces. I was lucky enough to be picked to go there, and paratrooper, obviously, and spent a year in Vietnam. I think the impact of being a veteran back in those days was one thing that was always troubled me was, is when we came home, there was none of the what we had grown up expecting there to be, bands and flags flying and people supporting you. Instead, it was quite the opposite. And I think that was the most disappointing thing, I think, for a Vietnam vet, was the way we came home. Now, people are making up for it now.
Oh, are they ever? Yeah, for sure. And I think what may have led to that back then, that was an era when so many baby boomers, the biggest chunk of the population, were of college age and very rebellious by nature, just part of being a teen. Plus, they were afraid of being drafted to go to Vietnam. And for the first time, the TV networks, instead of Ernie Pyle filing these heroic stories, which we see on newsreels between movies in the neighborhood theater, we were seeing the horrors of war played out on our nightly newscasts.
Almost 24 hours.
Almost. You never got away from it. Yeah. Yeah. That had to weigh on the whole situation.
Oh, it did, everybody.
Sure.
I know that my wife, at the time, I was a young newlywed, more or less, when I left for Vietnam, and I know that she was so panicked over what was going on in the area I was in constantly that she actually lost her hair.
Oh, goodness.
So, traumatic for the people at home, especially if you had loved ones there.
And speaking of a trauma, you have visited the Vietnam Veterans Wall, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Tell us about that.
The wall is impressive. It's an emotional thing for me because I have a couple of friends of mine, team that were there that are on the wall, and then another friend that I went through high school with and was very close, lived around down the block from me, actually.
Wow.
And so it's an emotional thing, and it's a great tribute to all of the fallen.
You know, what always gets me, and I never even served in the military, what always gets me is when I see veterans at the wall with a piece of paper and they're stenciling the name of the people that they served with to take home. Man, if that doesn't get you, that is so tough.
That takes you back a little bit, because now you use a cell phone.
Yeah. Indeed it does. Let me ask you this. Do you think we are better off as a nation having an all-volunteer armed forces or reverting to the draft?
Oh, wow. There's pluses and minuses in everything and unintended consequences.
Exactly.
You know, if I was going to say that we needed to have a draft, I'd obviously have people yelling and screaming at me that we don't need
sure.
one. I do believe, though, that some kind of service to the United States is a good thing for all young people.
Yeah.
And either sex.
Yeah, exactly.
Or anybody in between, for that goes.
And if we did have that, it would certainly cut down on the multiple deployments, wouldn't it?
Sure. And I think, you know, if maybe you had to serve a year like they do in Israel, and I've been to Israel a couple mm-hmm. times, and they have a more of a realization that there is something that they have to do for their country.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of like paying a debt,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And both men and women, and if it was like in VISTA programs or something like that, service
sure.
to America, I wouldn't have a problem if you had an option. But it just to force people into the military, I never thought that was a good idea.
Speaking of military, you were in which branch?
Army.
I assume you've probably seen the movie Full Metal Jacket.
I have.
Did you hear about R. Lee Ermey, who played the gunnery sergeant in that?
Yes, he was a gunnery sergeant.
He was a gunnery sergeant. Yeah, he just died a couple
retired.
Days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that the scariest military movie you ever saw?
That was actually, you know, we could relate to it when you were watching, especially going through the basic training type of things.
Boy.
And, you know, the Marine Corps always had that real hard charging, you know, image,
yeah.
shall we say. And I can relate to it. And I had people that we had go AWOL and
sure.
jump the fence and yeah. leave because it was just too much for them.
You'll either make it or they'll break you, right?
Well, you have to have a good mental attitude to get through it. You
got
to realize
sure.
this is not really for real, the things you're doing in basic training.
There you go.
So.
Tell us once again the date of the big jail district tax extension.
Okay, you can vote early mm-hmm. as of yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got some folks voting early. I already voted. And then there will be the ballot coming out in the mail and only through the mail. And you'll receive it probably sometime next week around the 23rd. And then, but you have to vote by the 15th of May.
Yeah.
So that's the actual voting date.
We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. That's Supervisor Craig Brown from which district?
From District 4.
There you go. Thanks for joining us. You have a great day. Stay tuned. I've got Terry Davis coming on in just a moment. We're going to talk about four-legged furry friends from the Yavapai Humane Society. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.com.
With eyes as unique as yours, you need options. At Nationwide Vision, we've been Arizona's eye care professionals for over 30 years and can help you find the perfect eyeglasses to fit your vision needs. You can get two pairs of eyeglasses for just $99.99, including no-line bifocals, now also serving Arizona in select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey, it's me, Sandy, with Yavapai County Contractors Association. To love and be loved is to feel the sun from both sides. YCCA loves this community. We love being your go-to resource for all your construction and remodeling needs. Before you start any construction project, call me, 778-0040. YCCA is your sunshine. Don't start without us.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's saves pros time by offering guaranteed next-day job site delivery for only $79. Place your order in-store for in-stock items before 4 p.m., and we'll deliver the next day for $79, or your delivery fee will be free. That's right. Order before 4 p.m. and get delivery for $79, and if we don't deliver, we'll waive the delivery fee. See the Lowe's Pro Desk for more details. Valid in Phoenix, Tucson, and Boston market area. Subject to availability. Excludes weekends. Additional fees may apply. See store for more exclusions.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Nothing is as exciting as living for the unexpected. Get that feeling with your all-new 2018 Toyota Camry from Findlay Toyota Prescott. Transport your senses with catamaran-inspired accents and black sport mesh grille. Handling and ride quality are breathtaking, and the Camry Hybrid gives up to 53 miles per gallon highway. Lease an all-new 2018 Camry LE for $249 a month for 36 months, or finance for 0.9% for 60 months. Every new Toyota Camry comes with Toyota Care, our complimentary maintenance plan, including roadside service for 2 years or 25,000 miles. Thank you for voting Findlay Toyota Prescott Quad Cities Business News 2017 Best of Business Automotive Dealership Award. Shop online anytime at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. We are everybody's hometown dealer. Offers on approved credit, must finance through Toyota Financial Services, does not include tax, license, title fee, and $495 dock fees. Lease models 2532 for 36 months with $19.99 due at signing. Monthly payment at 0.9% for 60 months is $17.05. Security deposit waived. Offer expires 4/30/2018.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Just want to let you know, coming up after the news with Link, we're going to have a chat with Barbara Guadagno, I'm going to get it straight one of these days, and Dale Sims from the big rummage sale at the Arizona Pioneers Home to benefit the Homes Foundation. Right now we have Terry Davis. She is our buddy from the Yavapai Humane Society. Terry's kind of a local TV personality, too. You see her on... what is now called, it's now part of Arizona's Daily Mix. For a long time, it was Sandy and Friends, and before that, it was Morning Scramble. Do you have your Screen Actors Guild card yet, Terry?
I should probably get one. You and I are becoming pros at that
telling
TV
you,
thing.
Both of us are on that show so many times, you'd think the union would come calling after us. Well, you guys at the YHS have been preparing for a really, really big day coming up real soon. In fact, it's on, I believe, the 19th, 1 month from today. Tell us about that.
We are so excited. So this is actually the 7th annual Walk for the Animals, and it'll be my 5th, and it's really exciting because, you know, we invite everybody to come out and to walk their dogs with us, celebrate that wonderful companionship that people have with their pets. Mm-hmm. And this year we've moved it, so... For 6 years, we've been out at Embry-Riddle, and this year we're moving downtown to the junior high school there, so that'll be really fun.
It's at Mile High Middle School,
Mile High
right?
Middle
yeah.
School, yeah.
A big football field there and a track. That's always nice, too.
Exactly.
Sure.
So we're still going to have this 5K course or mm-hmm. a one-mile course, and the 5K will go along that beautiful path along the river, so mm-hmm. that'll be really pretty. The 1 mile, you'll get to go ahead and walk around the square and show your dogs off to people that are, you know, enjoying that area. So that'll be really fun. We'll have a lot more visibility down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. But we're still going to have the same fun events. We're going to have... We'll have our clinic out there. They'll be doing microchips. They'll be doing some education. And they'll mm-hmm. also be handing out some vouchers for some really inexpensive vaccinations. So that'll be fun. And we have a lure course. If your dog likes to chase things, you can let them try the lure course. You've never seen dogs happier than when course. So that'll be fun. And, of course, our big attraction is the Strut Your Mutt contest.
Strut Your Mutt. I just love the name.
Your Mutt. Isn't that fun? So we have an owner pet look-alike contest.
Which I won. At the Dogtoberfest in October,
yes.
I'll have you know, my trophy is proudly displayed.
It is a
right
beautiful trophy, and we will have trophies for first, second, and third in each category, so
go.
That'll be one of the categories. So you should come out and compete with Mr. Rocky.
Well, I don't know. I think one trophy is enough.
You think one trophy is enough?
Yeah, we don't want to be obvious about it.
Defend your championship?
Yeah.
Okay. There's also a best trick contest, so that's fun last
year.
Is
that for the owner or for the dog?
For the dog.
Okay.
But the owners can join in, and we actually had a dog sing Adele's Hello last year.
Oh,
and
heavens.
The crowd went wild over it. It was so much fun. And then best costume. So 1 year we had a lady and her dog both dressed as hot dogs. That was really fun. But people get really, really creative with that.
Sure,
so.
Especially with the mustard stains.
Right.
Now, at the Walk for the Animals, you're going to have some vendors there too, right?
Yeah, we're going to have some dog-friendly vendors there. We'll have some local veterinarian offices are going to be there. Mm-hmm. We'll also have Whiskers Barkery will be there. And I think that they're going to have doggy safe ice cream. So that'll be fun. We'll have a booth for the kids that'll be a little educational and a lot of fun. And a Girl Scout troop's going to be out there helping promote our adoptable dogs because we're going to have adoptable dogs out there. And we have a few other rescues from around Arizona that collaborate with us. And they're going to be out there with their dogs, too. So it's kind of an adoption event as well. So if you don't have a friend to walk, you can have one by the end of the day.
And that's all 1 month from today, Saturday, May 19th. All this gets underway about what time?
So the doors will open at 8, and then the walk will start at 9. Usually people are done at 10, and that's when we'll strut your mutt. And then we have an adoptable dog parade, which is really nice. So we'll introduce all the adoptable dogs to the crowd and kind of show them off. So it's going to be a fun morning.
You know, you mentioned the veterinary services, and that's very timely because this is Heartworm Awareness Month, isn't it?
It definitely is. And, you know, a lot of people think that because we're in Arizona and it's dry, that we don't have to worry about heartworm. But the truth is that we're on par for some of the more wet states, like the New England area. We're about on par for that.
Really?
Absolutely. So we do have a lot of water around here that sits pretty still. So Watson Lake and all those lakes. Mm-hmm. There are mosquitoes over there. And because we are Arizona, it doesn't really get cold enough to kill those mosquitoes off in the winter like it does some of the colder states. So we're actually vulnerable to heartworm all year round, which is why it's really important to get your dog tested and on a preventative medicine.
Do we know how dogs get heartworm?
Yeah, it's interesting. Bitten by mosquitoes is how they get it. And the mosquito carries a larva and it gets into your dog's heart, actually. And these worms can be, I believe, like 14 inches long. And it's between like 30 and 100 in your dog's heart and lungs.
Oh.
It's awful.
This sounds like a scene from Alien.
I hope no one's having their afternoon snack because it's quite dramatic. And, you know, the signs for it that you'd want to watch for is if your dog is lethargic, if they're coughing and it just won't go away, take them to the vet. You can get the heartworm test. We have it at our spay, neuter, and wellness clinic. So you can do that at our walk-in clinic on Fridays for just $27.
Wow.
If the problem continues to happen, about a fourth of all heartworm tests do a false negative. So if you bring your dog home and he's still suffering, bring him back in. We can do an X-ray, which will actually show pictures of the worms in the heart.
Oh, my heavens.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
So,
and if you don't get your dog treated, a 99% chance of fatality for heartworm. So you really need to watch it because the only way they're going to survive is if you catch it and it's treated.
And it starts with a mosquito bite.
It starts with the mosquito bite, which, you know, there's mosquitoes around all of our lakes here. And I learned the other day that mosquitoes can travel 3 miles in their lifetime and longer if they hitchhike. So, you know, if you're down by some place with a river hiking or at a lake or something, one of them can, you know, get in your hood or, you know, in a fold of your clothes, you can bring them home. So even pets that are indoors are still at risk for heartworm. So make sure you give them that preventative.
And since they hitchhike, if you're driving along the road, you see a mosquito with its thumb out, don't pick it up.
Right?
Come on, help the dogs.
Wave
it
off.
What's wrong with you? Now, do cats also suffer from this?
They do. Cats and ferrets do too. They don't get quite as many heartworms as dogs do, and the symptoms aren't quite as severe. Mm-hmm. So it takes longer to diagnose it in cats and in ferrets, but yes, definitely.
You know, even though it's cool today, it's going to be much warmer this weekend. Mm-hmm. We're going to be in the 70s here this weekend, and the really warm weather is starting to pick up very, very soon. What kinds of things should first-time pet owners who've never been through a summer with their dogs be thinking about?
I think keeping your dog cool is really important. Of course, never leave your dog in the car. The outside and inside temperature is between 30 and 20 degrees different. So if it's 70 outside, your car is going to be 90. Anything over 80 is actually really dangerous for your dog, and they start panting, and they can get overworked.
Sure. And by the time they start panting, it might be too late. They're already damage done.
Yep,
you know,
I
was down in Phoenix last weekend, and it was about 3 days after they had 100-degree temperatures for first time this year. It was beautiful when we were there, but just a few days earlier, it was 100 degrees. And when we were down there, we saw a lot of people taking their dogs up on some of the mountain trails and stuff, which in that kind of weather, you know, is enough of a stress for any animal and human.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we hear every year about a dog dying on a trail when it's 100 degrees. And just because you are in the kind of condition to do that, your dog may not be, right?
Exactly. You want to keep an eye out for them panting. You want to check their paws because the pads, if they're not used to walking on that kind of stuff, their pads can actually be damaged and they can get infections and things like that in their pads. And also just the heat. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been hiking before and then went to climb up a rock or something and you feel that heat from the rock. That also is transferring transferred to their paws. And we think that because they're padded, that they're safe from temperature and things, and that is false. They still feel heat like we do, even though their pads, you know, they're there to protect them from harsh, like, sharp objects and things. They don't really protect from heat.
I would think, too, if you tend to keep your dog indoors in an air-conditioned home and you suddenly take them out on a really hot, sunny day, that can be dangerous, can't it?
Absolutely. You know, you can feel the heat off of their, you know, when they breathe and things like that. If that gets really warm, you can just watch them pant. You know, we have to remember that, you know, just because dogs are indoor-outdoor animals doesn't mean that they're necessarily equipped to handle all the situations that we want to put them in. We need to leave them at home if we're going to go somewhere and it's a hot day. Don't leave them in the car. And, of course, make sure that they train for any kind of, like the 5K, for instance, for Walk for the Animals. Start your dog now.
Don't suddenly spring it on them. Yeah.
Exactly. Don't spring it on. We don't want any dogs overheating at the event. So.
Yeah, you don't want the dog halfway through stopping and lighting a cigarette and going, I'm not going to finish this, dude. Come on.
And, of course, always bring water for your pet because dehydration is a pretty serious issue.
And when you start letting your dog out in the yard when it's warmer outside, for heaven's sake, have the water in a shaded area,
right?
Have some shade available for the dog. Imagine if it's a child out there. You wouldn't leave them out in the sun.
Absolutely not. You know, and I have a dog that's white, and he gets sunburned on his bridge of his nose. So when I take him for walks or whatever, I put sunscreen on his nose. My husband laughs and thinks it's funny. But he's a Dalmatian, so that he has that light fur in it. I can see when his nose gets pink, so I always put sunscreen on. Don't hesitate to do that for your dog.
Now, you've had the Dalmatian for how long?
He's going to be 15 soon. He was my foster failure, so...
You couldn't give him up, could you?
He was 4 weeks old, and when I found him, and I bottle fed him, and I thought I'm going to bring him back to the rescue when he's 8 weeks old and he's ready to be adopted. And man, I failed. I did not do it. I ended up keeping this little guy.
You're glad you did, aren't you?
I'm so thankful. And thank you to all of our fosters out there who don't fail and who keep coming back again and again, because it's not easy to take care and love an animal and then, you know, help it fit to the right family. So
after a while, it's like taking your own child out of your arms.
Absolutely. Oh, you know, it's kitten season right now, so we have a lot of foster kittens.
That's right. I saw that in the paper the other day. Oh, boy.
Yeah. So all those people out there that are helping care for kittens until we can find homes, they are angels. I mean, what better hero than that?
Indeed. So the Walk for the Animals is coming up at Mile High Middle School on Saturday, May 19th, starting at 8 in the morning, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And tell us one more time about the heartworm awareness vaccination.
Yeah, so you can get the heartworm awareness, or you can get the heartworm test at our spay, neuter, and wellness clinic, and that's 2989 Center Point East in Prescott. Walk-in clinic on Friday, so you can just walk in, get it done. You don't have to pay an appointment fee. You just pay for the test.
Very good. Terry Davis, Yavapai Humane Society. Always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about a big rummage sale coming up at the Arizona Pioneers Home. That's coming up next on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
You need a new fan motor? Your main circuit board is bad? Tired of paying for constant repairs to your heating and cooling system? Call Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling at 458-8177 today for a free in-home estimate. They have easy and affordable financing available on a wide variety of systems that can meet almost any budget. Visit pvhac.com or call 458-8177 today. And don't forget to ask about their 10-year worry-free program. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. What about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia, Ventures 1-Hour Air Conditioning, Benjamin Franklin Blood, Prescott Valley Automotive, Waters Garden Center, Eric Propane, Primavera Online School, Al's Auto Body, House, Jules Country Bank, Prescott True Value, Infinity RV, Yamapai Bottle Gas, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Heating and Cooling, and Cliff Castle Casino. D-Max hosted San Francisco Giants tonight at 6, Sunday at 11:30 at 99.9 FM, in Prescott and Chino Valley at 95.5 FM, in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. The city of Prescott is looking to make a change for the better. Mayor Greg Mangarelli and the Prescott City Council have started the Change for the Better initiative to help with homelessness and panhandling in the city.
We're doing some things, trying to collect money in our downtown area. Any business that's interested can contact the city, and we have donation boxes that will be used to benefit service providers that help the homeless.
Mangarelli explains how this idea came about.
I had a lot of different people around town mentioning to me that it seemed like there was more panhandling and more homelessness going on, so we decided to take a look at this and see if there are things that we could do to help these people.
Donation collection boxes will be placed at local businesses, service providers, and faith-based organizations. 4 collection meters will be installed in the downtown area for loose change to help service providers. City officials launched the Change for the Better program yesterday. The NBA G League has announced player salaries for the 2018-2019 season.
Players under G League contracts will earn a base salary of $7,000 a month or $35,000 for the 5-month regular season. In addition, players will continue to have the opportunity to earn extra money through affiliate player bonuses and NBA call-ups. Among the Northern Arizona Suns players who got called up this season were Shaquille Harrison, Isaiah Cannon, and Josh Gray. The NBA G League also pays bonuses to players on playoff teams and to those recognized as end-of-season performance award winners. The league has awarded more than $225,000 in bonus money this season. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQNA weather. Breezy tonight, but warming up for this weekend. Expect an overnight low of 34 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 61 tomorrow and a high of 74 on Saturday. 40 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Friday of 69 and a high on Saturday of 82. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Before you break ground on a new pool, plant a tree, or start any project that requires digging, make sure you've located any underground utility lines. Your safety depends on it. One scoop of a shovel or backhoe could strike a buried natural gas line or power line, and that could mean trouble, or worse. To avoid property damage or serious injury, call Arizona 811 at least 2 working days before you break ground. Utility companies will mark the location of underground lines so your project can proceed safely. Calling 811 before you dig isn't just good sense, it's required by law. If you do happen to damage an underground utility line, call 911 first and then your local utility company if there's an immediate threat of fire or injury. Remember, call 811 before you dig. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. This safety message brought to you by Unisource Energy Services.
The
smart auto investment is a Subaru that's made for the long road ahead.
97% of Subaru vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today.
During the Subaru Love Strikes Twice event, certified pre-owned have a factory-backed 7-year 100,000-mile powertrain plan and as low as 0.99% APR for 36 months. Offer ends April 30th.
Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to make the world a better place.
Shop online anytime at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com.
Or call 928-771-6900. Longevity based on IHS Market U.S. vehicles in operation versus total new registrations for model years 2008 to 2017, ending in December 2017. Extended powertrain coverage from original warranty start date. 0.99% APR for 36 months on all Subaru certified pre-owned used vehicles 2013 to 2018 model years. Monthly payment of $2,820 per $1,000 borrowed. Length of contract is limited. Other rates and payment terms available. Financing for well-qualified applicants only. Subject to credit approval, vehicle insurance approval, and vehicle availability. Cannot be combined with any other incentive. See participating retailers for details. Must take delivery from retailer stock by April 30th, 2018.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
Welcome back at 3:40. We have folks here from the Arizona Pioneers Home. We have Barbara Guadagno. Now, you pronounce it correctly?
Absolutely.
I'm getting better at this. And Dale Sims. Now, Dale, you've been with the Pioneers Home for, I believe, 22 years, right?
Correct. It's Dale Sams.
What did I say? Sims? I'm sorry, Dale Sams. Yeah. I should know. But I get Guadagno correct, and I mess up Sams. Who would have figured that one out? Dale, and I have it right here, Dale Sams. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here. Barbara, you have been at the Pioneer Home for about 5 years, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And you came here from New York, correct?
New York. Not Jersey.
Okay, Jersey. Very good. And what got you involved in the Pioneers Home?
Well, I came here. I had never heard of Prescott or Prescott Valley, and I wanted to do some community work, some volunteering, since I'm retired. And I saw it in the Daily Courier. They have an ad. The Arizona Pioneer Home Foundation has an ad in the Daily Courier for volunteers. And I answered the ad, and I've been there ever since, which was about 5 years ago, which is wonderful. It's a foundation of truly dedicated and hardworking volunteers. So it's a pleasure to work with them, volunteer with them, and it's a pleasure to be at the home.
And you'll be a part of the big rummage sale coming up tomorrow, correct?
Yes.
What time does that start?
Yes, that starts at 8 a.m. Until 2 p.m. And does everyone know where that is?
How do you get there from downtown?
How do you get there? Okay, well,
we can all see it looming up there on the hill.
It's looming.
How do you get up there?
So maybe I'll just say the address. Okay, 300 South McCormick Street. Okay, and now as far as the directions, I might leave that.
Well, what I always say is 2 blocks west of the courthouse, you get on McCormick Street and you go south. And it leads you right up the hill to the home.
Okay. And Dale, since you've been with the home for 22 years, you obviously have a rich understanding of the history of the Arizona Pioneers Home. First of all, who were the pioneers?
Well, the people who helped develop the state of Arizona, and that's what the state statute says now. Mm-hmm. It says those who helped develop the state, those who have worked here and spent 50 years in the state qualify as pioneers. Mm-hmm. And they have to be over 70, ambulatory, and able to care for themselves when they first move in.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the original residents were miners, correct?
Well, a lot of them were.
M-I-N-E-R-S. Yeah.
Right, but it was not limited to miners.
Right.
It was opened up for anybody. So there were shopkeepers, farmers, ranchers, cowboys, anybody.
Yeah.
And then it was in the 1920s that a wing was added, and it was dubbed the Hospital for Disabled Miners.
Mm-hmm. And tell us what kinds of items we're going to see at the rummage sale.
Yes, I would love to, because it's a wide gamut of stuff, as we like to call it. We have lots of furniture, lots of appliances, audio equipment, we have linens, we have clothing, shoes, all kinds of clothing, hats for men, women, and children.
Mm-hmm.
So all you men out there who still need a tie and a belt, we have lots of belts, lots of ties. Bring the children. We have tons of toys and lots of clothes for the little kitties.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a lot of arts and craft type things. If people knit, crochet, sew, we have all kinds of items like that. It's almost like I would need the whole time to name everything. That's sure. How much stuff is there. And the prices are excellent.
They're priced to sell, aren't
yes.
they, Dale?
Yeah, let me tell you, these ladies are out to sell everything. So if you come on a motorcycle or a bike, let me tell you, you don't want to park it too close. A sale a couple years ago, they sold somebody's bike.
Oh, my.
Yes, they did.
Forewarned is forearmed. Now, will any of these items have the Pioneers Home logo or branding on them at all?
No, that they won't. We will be wearing these shirts.
Nice.
I'm sorry I'm on the radio.
That's okay.
But I do have the Arizona Pioneer Home shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice T-shirt. Unfortunately, we're not selling those, but we will be wearing them.
Yeah.
All the ladies, all our volunteers, again, thank you a million times to all our volunteers. We'll all be wearing these T-shirts. We're all there to help you, and hopefully... You know, if anyone, the folks that are listening will come up and say hello. I'm Barbara. Yeah. I'll be there. And I'd love to meet the folks that have heard this on the radio.
And Dale, tell us what the Arizona Pioneers Home Foundation is all about.
Well, early in, I think it was like 1998 or something, we used to have an association, and they raised money for resident activities. And there was a little bit of a problem with us. You had asked about selling items with our state logo.
Mm-hmm.
We were getting rid of some of the things that belong to the state. And as a state agency, the state kind of frowns on that. They want everything to go down to surplus property in Phoenix.
Oh, sure.
And so we had to differentiate what we were doing. And it was at that point that we created a foundation with the help of some of the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And just developed that. And their whole sole purpose is to raise money to benefit the residents.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about life inside the Pioneers Home.
Well, it starts off as assisted living for most folks, double occupancy rooms. We provide furniture. In fact, some of it is antique furniture from 1911.
Wow.
And just a very quaint facility, very home-like, very family-like. It has a great large lobby in the entrance when you first come in,
mm-hmm.
and that's because the founders, they said, we have to have a large lobby so we can stand around and philosophize.
What we do at a certain
yes,
age, isn't it?
Well, and that was for the 40 men that it first opened up for.
Yeah.
It wasn't until about 1915. That was 1911. 1915, we received a donation to add a wing to add women into the facility.
Mm-hmm. Now, my very first day in Northern Arizona, I was new to the area, didn't know anything about Prescott Valley, nothing. And I went down to the courthouse square, and I stood there at the corner of Goodwin and Montezuma,
mm-hmm.
and I looked up on top of a hill. And I saw this magnificent edifice is the word that came to mind. Architecturally, this place is just splendid, isn't it?
Mm, it is. It is. And they had a couple different architects that submitted drawings,
mm-hmm.
and this one was the one chosen.
Now, I understand that Frank Murphy and T.G. Norris were a few of the original people who put it together. We had some prominent Prescott citizens, A.J. Doran, Johnny Duke, people like this. This goes back how many years?
Well, they started the process in 1909,
mm-hmm.
and they tried to get the federal government to fund it, and they said no. And so then they went to the state government, and it took a couple legislatures to get it through and get it passed, and they funded $25,000 to build the institution, and then a second $25,000 for the first year's salaries and all the furnishings. So for mm-hmm. $50,000, it was up and running.
And do the residents pay a maintenance fee or rent or housing? What do they pay?
The residents that are there as pioneers pay according to their ability. It's a sliding mm-hmm. scale based on their income. They keep $220 a month for spending money, and the people who are there as miners, those who have mined in Arizona, they live there for free.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just a benefit because when the state was formed, the Federal Enabling Act said there had to be a hospital for disabled minors.
Mm-hmm.
So it was built there at the Pioneers Home, and there was never anything that put in statute to charge them. So they lived there for free.
And that's a reflection of how important the mining industry was.
Correct.
In establishing the state, isn't it?
Correct, yes.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Barbara, what were you doing in New York all those years?
Working for an airline, mm-hmm. international airline.
Mm-hmm. And why'd you choose to move to Prescott?
Well, I didn't choose to move to Prescott. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy I have.
Happy accident,
but it was
right?
just a happy accident.
Yeah.
My brother lived here in Arizona,
mm-hmm.
and I came out to visit one time. And I just never left.
it's kind of nice to be a best-kept secret, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, Money Magazine blew our cover because every year for like 6 years, they listed us as a retirement mecca. And that's one reason we're growing so fast. Mm-hmm. But growth has its good sides, too, doesn't it?
And I can even say this, I guess, on the air. I used to tell all my friends from New York, you have to move here. You have to move here. So I have now stopped that. I tell them it's too windy.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
You won't like it here.
So, in the last few weeks, while we've enjoyed, you know, balmy temperatures, you've been seeing your old family and friends back home just inundated, haven't you? You don't miss that one bit,
no,
do you?
No, no. And I try not to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm in contact with all of them. We're always on the phone. And every time I see that horrendous weather that they're having, and I think just continuing right now,
Sure.
few days.
Yeah.
So I try to be nice about it, but it's very difficult.
You don't laugh about snow at Yankee Stadium and stuff like this?
No, not anymore.
Were you in New York City most of the time?
In Queens.
In
Queens,
oh, no
County.
Kidding.
I wasn't in Manhattan. I spent like 25 years at JFK Airport, which I loved as much as I love being here at the Pioneer Home.
Now, what a transition to go from Queens to Prescott, Arizona.
Right, and no one thought I would ever. I was a diehard New Yorker.
Mm-hmm.
I said, it just never dawned on me. I would never leave New York because is there any place better than New York? That's until you go someplace.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I lived in Los Angeles and San Diego for several years. And as much as I'm enjoying life here, there's only one thing I really miss. I really miss the public transit.
Okay.
I really miss
I really
miss the LA subways. Mm-hmm. I was on those every day. Mm-hmm. I miss that something terrible.
No, I have
but
to.
Otherwise,
if I could
life.
Just say this though, really truly, I do miss the food. I'm still miss my New York food.
Oof, yeah.
But I've adjusted.
just takes a little time and effort.
And
then
eating.
I just wanted to say if I can one more thing. I don't want to leave that out. We have lots of jewelry. Lots and lots of jewelry. And it's called the Little Red Barn Sale, mm-hmm. which is actually a little red barn. And we have tons of stuff inside, and then we have at least 10 tables outside.
And it all starts at what time?
And it starts at 8 a.m.
tomorrow.
To 2 p.m. tomorrow and Saturday.
Oh, and Saturday. Okay, Dave.
Yes, Saturday.
Yeah. Any final words?
Oh, we just really appreciate the foundation and what they do for us. They give the residents a Christmas gift every Christmas, and they just pay for a lot of things that we wouldn't otherwise have money to take care of.
Isn't it amazing how many people retire here and then they're busier in retirement than they were during their working years? I see a lot of that.
Yes.
Well, Barbara Guadagno, right? And Dale Sams. I rarely butcher two names in the same visit, but Barbara Guadagno and Dale Sams, thanks for joining us on behalf of the Arizona Pioneers Home. Have a lot of fun with the big rummage sale this weekend.
Yes.
Looking forward to it. Stay tuned. I've got some final thoughts and Monday's Q&A guests coming your way in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world, even to New York, on KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Courtney Osterfeld, Executive Director of the Launchpad Teen Center. I earned a bachelor's and a master's degree from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by inspiring teens to achieve their dreams. My experience with Prescott College provided me with the skills and experience to develop and manage a nonprofit organization.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
You'll be made in the shade in your outdoor space as we take a look at shade structures from canopies to ramadas. In your garden, we'll explain the differences between what makes a plant an annual or a perennial. And if you're stumped with a home project, we'll open up the phones and try to help you out. So start your weekend off with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
All over Arizona, people are warming up for the voice scratchers.
Cha, cha.
You can win up to $50,000.
Cha, ching.
Or enter for a chance to win a trip to the Voice Experience in Las Vegas and L.A. with a chance at $1 million and a seat at the Voice Live Finale.
OMG!
Available now at an Arizona Lottery retailer near you. Visit ArizonaLottery.com for more details.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And I hope you'll join me this evening at 7 o'clock at the sold-out Prescott Elks Theater for the performance of Dust Bowl Revival with the opening act, the Shook Twins. I will be introducing that. Then join me back here Monday for Q&A at 3 o'clock with anti-bullying advocate and columnist Rhonda Orr, along with Mary Sterling and Kathy Hoffer from YRMC's Imaging Center. And it's Mile High PBR time with Judd Mortensen. That is Monday at 3 for Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.